I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so last night was one of the really good regular season games in the National Football League. The Chargers winning 29-28. Anthony Lynn going for two with 4 seconds to go. I have to admit, I was watching the game with two friends. And that's what always takes place. You're sitting there, you're watching a game. Everybody's got to go on record before to play. Nobody wants to hear the guy who goes, "I told you it was a bad call." I said before, I'm kicking the extra point. Thought the Chargers played a really credible football game last night. And with the way the NFL rules are for overtime, I like your shot. I'm just never a fan of going for two in that spot. Now, it ended up working. Well, that's great. I still didn't love the call. My two buddies like the call. You're in Kansas City. You're banged up. Keenan Allen's got a bad hip. You're on the road. Run your best play. Now, obviously, they go to the line, they run their play, and then, look, the Chiefs forget to cover Mike Williams. It looked brilliant in hindsight, but I'm not interested in hindsight. When that play was about to happen, what was your take there? Earlier in the year, I said the same thing about Carolina and the Lions. I hated Ron Rivera's decision to go for two. I thought it was just idiotic. I'm never a big fan of it. I'm just not. I'd rather take my chances with my team, you know, in regular football situation. There's so much that can go wrong in a given play. You can run the perfect play, but the ball gets tipped, or the ball gets dropped, or they miss a call. There's just so many ways for you to get hurt that I don't like boiling down a 60-minute football game into one play unless I'm a decided underdog. And that's not what the Chargers were. Chargers were a 3.5-point dog. I picked them with the points. I thought with the points they were really going to be dangerous. I didn't love the decision. Now it worked. That's great. You know I have an affinity for the Bolts. I love Phillip Rivers. But where were you watching that game when that call was made? Do you like going for two in that situation, or are you like me, you go, kick the extra point? I really wanted to see where NFL fan was, because I think those are situations, it doesn't matter who's watching the game, everyone's got an opinion. No one goes, I'm good either way, he could kick it, he could go for two, whatever he wants. Nah, you've got an opinion. You either loved that call or you hated it. 248-539-9797. The other issue, too, is just if you're a Lions fan, it's like, that's what a quality football game looks like. That's a high level of football. And mind you, Kansas City lost their starting running back and their backup. LA lost their starter and their backup. Both Gordon and Eckler were hurt last night. So what do you think those two teams would look like when, obviously, Kansas City's not getting Kareem Hunt back, but if Spencer Ware's healthy? And for San Diego, I keep saying San Diego, damn it, Los Angeles, and when Gordon and Eckler are back. That was high-level stuff last night. That was really, really entertaining stuff. But I want your guys' take on it. Sully, David, feel free. And hey, maybe I'm standing alone. Maybe it's like on the Markelle Fultz stuff yesterday. I just never like going for two in that spot unless you are a massive underdog.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of going for two there because they had stopped Kansas City's offense a few times in the fourth quarter. And I said, you know, just kick the field goal. I mean, kick the extra point and go to overtime. And the overtime rules have changed to where all you have to do is hold them to a field goal if they get the ball first, and you're all set. It seemed like San Diego, to me, they panicked. Did I say San Diego? My gosh.
Dude, we can't stop. I can't stop.
Jeez. L.A. panicked.
Sorry to everybody out there.
Anthony Lynn panicked a little bit. And I think the losing streak in Kansas City is what's got to his mind right there. He said, I want to end this streak right now. And that's fine, but I think they would have been fine just kicking the extra point and going to overtime. They probably would have got the ball first, maybe.
They had all the momentum anyway.
They did. Kansas City wasn't moving the ball at all in that fourth
And I
quarter.
Said this to you, God, this was what I think we got on it Tuesday, and I talked about how excited I was to watch the game, but I said to you, I think Kansas City's a completely different team without Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
I thought you saw that last week, and I thought you saw it last night. People don't realize all they talk about is Patrick Mahomes or Tyreek Hill, Andy Reid. The straw that makes that thing different than just being good is Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
He can catch it. He can block. He's explosive. He's one of the best backs in the league. He's gone. And I don't think they've looked the same without him.
They haven't. They haven't looked the same without him. And then losing Spencer Ware, that was just bad. And then luckily for them, Tyreek Hill was able to play last night. Because when he got hurt against Baltimore, hurt his foot, I thought for sure he's out short week. But I just think that L.A., they just panicked a little bit. They won the game. Yes, it worked out. But at the time, I said, don't do it. Go to overtime.
Do you like my Super Bowl pick that I have had now for the last 4 or 5 weeks of New Orleans, San Diego? Or I mean New Orleans, L.A. I need my head examined. I can't stop. Put the team back in San Diego. Make it easy on all of us. But Chargers, Saints, there. You can't screw that up. I really feel like those are the two. I don't think the Rams or Chiefs are going to make it. People have slept on L.A. all year. Chargers, that is. You see the difference now with Bosa back? You see how that thing looks up front? I don't know, man. I really like what I see.
See, and that's the thing with last night. That is the thing that I think a lot of football fans, NFL fans might have missed, is the issue with Andy Reid in big games late in the season. That has always been an issue, and that's why they've never won in the playoff. That's why he's always only won when he had Donovan McNabb with Philadelphia. He's always never coached them and never won big games in playoffs or late in the season. And I think last night
they were up 14-0.
Another example of just not getting it done. And I think that's going to happen. I've never believed since day one when they were 7-0, 8-0, that they were going to be the team going to the playoff or going to the Super Bowl because of Andy Reid. He just never can get it done. The Chargers right now are hot.
And that is,
team
David,
right now,
David, that is a disgraceful loss when you think about at home up 14-0.
Yes.
Can't lose
you
that
You can't
game.
Do that. You have Patrick Mahomes. You have Tyreek Hill. I know you don't have your two running backs. I get it. But
Damian Williams played well.
They did. That's what I'm saying. He found a running back to fit in there and still do some things. Win the game.
You have to. I don't think L.A. or Kansas City's going. Rams and Chiefs, that is. I don't. I right now, they got to play better football. Now, the Rams have the talent. Talib is back, and they're relatively healthy. They could get it together. Kansas City, to me, I don't know if they're going to overcome losing Hunt. They just don't look the same, man. 248-539-9797. We'll get Todd involved. 97.1. What's up, Todd?
Hey, man, I'm a kick it guy. Got to kick it. That's just – but I'm that person, like, all the way through. I get irritated when people go for two in the second quarter or the third quarter. Just take your points. Move on. Bank on your team, you know, how your philosophy is. It's like you said, so much stuff can go wrong in one single play, you know, busted block or something. I'm not the person that goes down to one play. I was pissed a while back when Hoke allowed Michigan to go for two to try to win the game. And it's like, kick it, you know, just kick the point, take the point, move on. You know, like, that's just me.
No, I'm with you. No, Todd, I'm with you. And it's a love or hate call. And I thought it was an interesting debate, you know, with friends of mine. And I thought I'd at least offer a segment up on it because that was one of the better games of the year. And it's a bold move. And now L.A. has got an inside track. They've clinched the playoffs. They got a chance to win the division. They got a chance to host the playoff game. It's all in front of them. They're getting hot at the right time of year. I'm telling you. I've stuck with them all year long. I know some people have hated the power rank that we do on the podcast, and I've had the Chargers in there for over a month, and people get upset. I'm telling you, man, that is one of the more talented rosters out there. And unlike number 9 here, Rivers is a winner. Rivers is everything I wish Stafford could be. You want to call him a whiner. You want to say he's bitchy. Do whatever you want. Phillip Rivers cares, and you see it, and you can appreciate it. And if the dude falls short, you never have to question his effort. You never have to question his passion. And maybe it makes me stupid because I like to see it. But, like, I appreciate what Phillip Rivers puts into this game. And his teammates rally around him. The dude doesn't have a shred of athleticism. He throws one of the ugliest. He's got one of the ugliest deliveries in football history. The ball hangs in the air for 20 seconds, but he just keeps doing it. He has none of the physical gifts that Matthew Stafford has. None. Doesn't have the arm strength. Doesn't have the frame. Doesn't have the speed, the mobility. None of it. And he's better than him every day of the week and twice on Sunday. That's why I'm done with Matthew Stafford. And that's why I love Phillip Rivers. That was awesome to see. 248-539-9797. We'll get some more people in the mix. Got the picks coming up at 3:30. A lot to do on a Friday. 97.1.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.